Start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover Bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Last week's number one movie remains champion at the box office.
We did it! The world's first dragon Viking utopia.
Oh my God. He's not the only one.
She's a light fury.
The Universal release, How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, is still tops at the box office, bringing in $30 million. Tyler Perry's A Medea Family Funeral debuts at number 2 with $27 million. Alita Battle Angel drops down to number 3 with $7 million. The Lego Movie 2, the second part from Warner Brothers, is at number 4 with $6 million. And the movie that took Best Picture this year at the Oscars, The Green Book from Universal Pictures, is at number 5, bringing in $4 million over the weekend. Gas prices are going up again. John Clemens has details.
That price is up 3.5 cents a gallon, now for a national average of $2.43. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com has an interesting perspective on the increase in gasoline prices.
Fewer than 700 gas stations in the U.S. are selling gasoline under $2 a gallon. That compares to a peak number of stations under $2 a gallon that reached over 40,000 in early January.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com, and I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Once again, it is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com.
Listen, folks, I am Mike Hewitt, co-host Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorski. Miles, let's start with you. What's going on with the summit? Where are we?
Got kicked off.
Yep, it's kicked off. Speaking of kicked off, I see the media was kicked out by Kim Jong-un. And that's kind of a surprise because they were all friendly, hardline socialists. Why couldn't they just get along?
Right. That's kind of fun.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. That was my take on it, was, jeepers, they ought to have had a cocktail together and talked about how to control the unwashed masses, because I thought that was their mutual prime directive. Listen, we just don't know enough about it yet, so listen, we got a touch on it, but we just don't know yet. The only fun observation I can make is that watching the media this week, especially CNN and NBC, has been all about Cohen. So what is the guy that's going to get 3 years in prison for lying, perjuring himself to Congress? What is he telling Congress that we all are on the edge of our seat and just got to know?
Well, that was the thing I didn't quite understand, is like why CNN didn't even try to cover what's going on in Vietnam.
No, absolutely not. They didn't ponder the question of why Vietnam. I watched it the other day, and it was, folks, it was laughable. So they oscillate back and forth between what Cohen is going to do to Trump and the failure that the summit is going to be. That was their 24-hour cycle out of the gates on this. But listen, enough of it. Ludwig, you shared with us, with Miles and I, an article about the F grade. You're a professor, a regular educator, don't you know? You're one of them. So
no.
Now, listen, because you're the educator, I got to default to you, and that's scary in and of itself. Tell me this. What would you think qualifies percentage-wise as an F fail?
In my opinion, a 70.
A 70. So you're saying anything below 70 is a fail.
Yeah, 69 and below.
That's your opinion. But what does the public schools in Michigan at least do? What's the standard, do you think?
59.
So 59, anything below 59 is a fail. And now listen, I'm a dinosaur here. I recall 70 being a C. Am I correct in that now?
Yes. No.
Yes or no?
79 well, you're, to 70.
Miles, he's still squishy. He's still trying to do yes and no to all the answers.
Right. No, a D is 69 to 60.
Now, in North Carolina, they've lowered, or they're considering lowering, dropping, an F grade to 39%.
Yeah.
What's the rationale?
They say that it won't hurt the students excelling. It will only help the ones who aren't.
And listen,
and that's the wrong way to help a kid who's not doing well.
But you've asked exactly where I wanted to go with this. Why are they always lowering? By the way, I think it inevitably goes to the difference, to the broader definition of both sides of the American divide. One is saying, how can we be better? How can we be great, to be cliche? How can we become unexcelled in the world? And as students, as parents, as employers, as businesses, how do we get to a point where we're unexcelled, better than anybody else? While the left is saying, jeepers, let's focus on failed. Who failed and how can we redefine it? Because the term failed will hurt somebody's feelings.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me that we're going to try to prop up somebody who's failing. My feeling is you continue down the path of the people who excel. And the people who are failing are either going to catch up or they're going to get left behind.
Listen, I agree with that, but I'm not quite as callous as you. I think that the question why, what you know, anyone that's listened to this show knows, I absolutely love the question why. Usually, in almost every instance, what is obvious. But I got to ask why. So if a person is getting, frankly, let's be honest here, I don't care if it's 35 or 45, and frankly, I don't care if it's 58 or 59. Or to your point, 69, there's a problem, and we can see what it is. It's that person's understanding of the scholastic study. So then you pause and you go, okay, well, why? How can we become coaches as parents, teachers, and community, folks involved in the community? How can we help those people? By the way, let me be careful here. I don't want to move their obstacles. I want to help them move their obstacles because, and by the way, Professor Ludwig, you're the coach. Am I on the right team here when I say I think we need to coach them to success, not just say we threw you off the end of the dock and you drowned, what a shame, or you did drown, but we're going to support you, don't worry about it, we got you.
No, and that's where I mean by what I'm saying is you keep your standards the same and the people who excel will keep driving that sled, and you get behind the people at the back of the sled and help push them forward. You don't pull down the sled.
Now, Miles, you've got a son that's first year of college. When he right. was when he was in high school or middle school, junior high, whatever you call the middle grades, how did he do academically? Was he A's, B's? Where was he at?
Yeah, he was doing basically A's and B's.
And was he one of those guys that just got it, he just did, or did he actually have to work at it?
No, he had to work at certain things because I had to kind of shove him a little bit at times.
Okay, now listen, speaking of you, I remember a time, because you've got a degree in mathematics and computer science, correct?
Right.
So that's two majors. So not a major and a minor, but two majors. That doesn't come easy. But if I recall you from our high school days,
yep.
But you worked your butt off. That did not just, someone didn't just, you know, put the information under your pillow and you woke up in the morning being a rocket scientist. You had to work at it.
Right.
How come we don't talk about working at it anymore scholastically, Ludwig von Wiedendorski? I never hear anybody talk about that.
Everything's been lowered. The standards have been lowered. The curriculum's been lowered to help the bottom 20% rather than worry really about the middle.
Listen,
70%.
But tell me if I'm wrong. I think the problem with helping the bottom 20% in that fashion, I'm not talking about not helping them, by the way, but to just clear the path and let failure be acceptable is contrary to help. It's not
help. That's exactly right. Lowering standards doesn't help anybody. By offering somebody lesser to achieve a goal is not the way to teach somebody to reach for a goal.
Someone's texting me right now saying that that's part of a greater political agenda. Do you believe that, Ludwig?
Oh, yeah.
You think that the idea at the top of the pile, the folks that are teaching teachers at Yale, Harvard, et al., do you think their goal is to dumb down America? Because that's what I'm being told right now.
I think that's been the goal for 50 to 100 years.
You don't think so? Tony don't think so. Tony doesn't think so. He's shaking his head, yeah.
Now, from a family of educators, I would say that's not the goal.
Listen,
I would say that's not most educators' goals.
I agree.
I don't think it's the teacher's goal. I think it's what's handed to them to teach, and they have to reach those standards.
But listen, I might agree with that, but I'm going to go you a step further. I just shared yesterday evening a year-old opinion piece, if you will, from a teacher. When she wrote, I'm trying to get her on the show. When she wrote it, at that point in time, she'd been a teacher for 24 years. She talked about during her 24 years, what she watched was not so much education changing, but the students that are being sent to her are being raised differently. And Miles, I don't know about you, but I'm 58. And I think this lady's onto something. And I've said a million times that there's a partnership between teachers / educators and parents. And if that partnership doesn't work, then we've got to do something different. Is that right or not?
Yeah, I completely agree.
Lud, what do you think?
I think there needs to be, and I'm very involved, but I've been with schools where I've taught and they've handed me everything to do.
Right.
And say, do this. And I'm like, not doing it. Because it's not going to actually teach these kids what they need to know in the real world. And I would somewhat do some of what they said, but I'd modify it. And unfortunately, in the grade schools, the teachers can't. They're so induced on teaching to a standardized test.
Let me stop you for a minute because we're up against a hard break. Folks, we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly 1 million people a year. But most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And this is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Just getting into it, we are.
We are diving in the deep end. Listen, guys, this is going to shock you, but did you know that there are screwballs living in the state of Virginia also?
Yeah, I've been there. No way.
It's shocking. Amazon's Virginia HQ2 faces same New York-style pushback. So the far-left screwballs, I'm just telling you that's how I see it, Roshan Abram, an organizer with Our Revolution Arlington, said during a recent meeting of For Us, Not Amazon, that the county should vote the deal down, according to the Washington Business Journal. If Amazon chooses not to come to Arlington over $23 million, good riddance. So this is the exact same math that our genius AOC used to say goodbye to 25,000 jobs, not counting all of the sub-businesses that would have been created, housing, etc., across the spectrum of our economy would have been changed for the better in Arlington. And the far-left screwball nutcases say, oh, no, we can't give them a break. Oh, my goodness, these people are stupid. And then I ask again, do they not realize who pays corporate tax? We do. It's just math. We pay corporate tax. People, real people that do business, consumers, people that use services, we are paying corporate tax. So they're demanding that they themselves pay $23 million rather than just enjoy all the benefits of 25,000 jobs and the tax that can be extorted from those people. Miles, pull me off the ledge. Tell me what I'm missing.
Yeah, I mean, and then they forget about all the tax revenue from all the people that would actually have a job over there.
The average car dealership, I say this because I know those numbers, pays $100,000 a year in property tax. $100,000. Per year in property tax. And that's not counting all the other taxes. That's just property tax. Well, guess what? Guess. Just guess. Who do you think pays that $100,000? Ludwig? Got a guess?
The consumer?
Oh, boy, you're spot on today. We'll add that to your list of correct things for the year, making it now four.
Think of a little higher than four.
That's not bad. So I'm obviously I'm teasing, but the idea that these folks don't get that, I genuinely don't understand how they cannot see this math. $100,000 in just property tax. Folks, if that isn't financial rape, I'm just telling you, it is. you stand back and say, does that piece of property get more services than the property down the street? The answer is no, but they've got more money. Isn't it funny how that works?
I have to explain to my students in economics classes that a corporation is nothing more than a piece of paper, and that piece of paper doesn't pay tax. And not only does a corporation not pay tax, but when they're taxed an additional 3%, they're going to raise their prices by 4 to 5% just to cover, make sure they're not.
Well, make cover, but listen, there's administration that goes on. And, yeah. and all the progressives like to yell globalization. Okay, let's do that math for a minute. If we just pound these people with taxation, we pay it, but we're also forcing that company to be less competitive on a global market. So when they can't understand why companies were leaving and are now coming back, the difference is them. I don't know how they can't see that. This is no different than why a company would leave New York, leave Chicago, leave any of these godforsaken, outrageous progressive lands and go somewhere else in the states. And when the states in total become too progressive, those companies leave our shores. How many dollars did Donald Trump repatriate? Some humongous number of folks that came back, brought their businesses back to the United States, which goes to their investment, their tax base, and their employees become U.S. employees instead of some far-flung country that no one knows where it's at on a globe. I'm beside myself trying to understand how they think this stuff. Maybe for Christmas their families ought to buy them a calculator because this is just moronic. They get 39, they get an F.
You're failing them all, huh?
I'm failing them all because this is stupid. This is not even like... They're not ignorant of the fact. They got to know the facts. That makes them stupid, not ignorant. You know, ignorant is defendable. They didn't know. This stuff is obvious. So it begs the question, are they just wanting New York to fail? Are they wanting Arlington to fail? Miles, do they want Chicago to fail? What are they thinking?
I was going to say, so let me ask Lute a question. What is he thinking about his peers that educated AOC in economics for her to get her degree?
I would guess that they believe the stuff that she's espouting because it's the only way she could have passed. But what I don't get is how they're teaching that because that's not how economics works.
Well, I think that's the question. I mean, math has to... By the way, one of the problems with progressivism is kind of ironic because they're all about the humanities. But listen, hardline socialism does not take into consideration human nature, which is why as I've reflected back before, you got two guys working at General Motors. One guy's snoozing, and the other guy is really, really trying to earn his wage. All the folks around the guy trying to earn his wage say, hey, slow down. Folks, that's not how you run a business. And so when you're trying to figure out why cars cost so much money, if you're a liberal and you're trying to figure it out, it's you. You're the one that did it. Thank you. It's just math.
I don't know how they're teaching this, that taxes are good, because the moment you put a tax on a product or a service or anything, the equilibrium price shifts, which means less people can do it. Less people will demand it.
What do you think?
Pure economic systems, it doesn't work.
What do you think, Miles?
Yeah, I mean, clearly you want to tax something that you don't want to have happen.
Well, that's exactly the right, and I couldn't even come to a, maybe you can help me. Reagan had a saying he used to offer that talked about if it isn't working, subsidize it, and if it is working, tax it, and there was a third, but he understood what they're doing, but it's never made any sense. It didn't make any sense when Woodrow Wilson slowed the economy down with outrageous taxation, and we're still grumbling over it, and we should be. Correct?
Right. I mean, you know, just like JFK first pointed out and we saw during Reagan in the 80s.
Yeah, here's a quote. Government's view of the economy could be summed up in a few short phrases. If it moves, tax it. If it keeps moving, regulate it. If it stops moving, subsidize it.
There you are.
That's what they do. He was right, and all of these years later, they're doubling down on that. They're not saying, jeepers, we didn't understand. They're doubling down on it. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. Very
frustrating. Tax your way to prosperity, though.
I'm sorry?
I thought you could tax your way to prosperity.
What was that Churchill said about, it's like lifting yourself up, standing in a pot, and lifting yourself up by the handle. That's taxing yourself into prosperity.
I've never heard that. That's a good one.
It's a paraphrase. I'm not exact, but I'm very close. All right. In echoes of Watergate, Trump's ex-lawyer expected to tell all the House committee, folks, I'm so bored with Cohen and all that. We talked about it briefly at the beginning of the hour. But I can tell you this. If you think the last 2 years with the investigation, Mueller's report, if you think that was bumpy, you ain't seen nothing yet. Because the Democrats are now in the afterglow of taking back the House. They are ramping up. And you are going to see the most acidy political next 2 years that you'll be able to find in recent modern history. Miles, do you think I'm wrong on that?
No, I was stunned. I was watching CNN last night, and I was stunned how they had virtually no coverage on what's going on in Vietnam with North Korea. But it was just all Cohen all the time.
They,
like, really?
Their success depends on economic and domestic failure. Think about that for a minute. It's the only way they can win is to pronounce failure. Folks, we've got to go to a break, though. We'll be right back.
Are you enjoying this latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility and a tired old spend down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. David J. Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his entire career to educating baby boomers how to avoid becoming prey to market volatility and the retirement spend down trap. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David's now offering free copies of his latest book, Return on Principle, 7 Core Values to Help Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad, to the first 1,000 boomers to respond to this message.
To receive David Scranton's best-selling book, Return on Principle, call 866-913-1234, 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
They're searching for any survivors of the killer tornado that slammed into Lee County, Alabama. At least 23 people have died. Sheriff Jay Jones.
We've been talking with family members and residents in the area trying to get a count of how many individuals that we're looking for. But again, our efforts are concentrated on that. We have K-9 teams coming in from all over the state of Alabama. And from the state of Georgia.
Donald Estes says he was terrified.
I just watched it just suck the clouds in and everything. And heavy wind and everything. And then we ran inside, and after that, it was just a lot of debris flying.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler says his committee is beginning investigations of President Trump in the Russia probe. President Trump says he is innocent and that people are persecuting him. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Pennzoil Conventional, now $26.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save big with Pennzoil Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
And thank you for joining us during the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com, a wonderful place to be and to check out and spend some time, RenegadeRiver.com.
Listen, folks, if you're just tuning in, I am Mike Hewitt, co-hosts Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedemdorski. I want to touch on this Cohen thing very, very briefly. It's where we left off heading to break. I'm reading an article from the LA Times. The headline is, "The Echoes of Watergate, Trump's Ex-Lawyer is expected to tell all to House committee." And then, of course, they talk about Dean, et cetera, from the Watergate era. But the headline, in all fairness, should have been, "Man sentenced to 3 years for perjury to Congress and for elections fraud." By the way, multiple perjuries to Congress and multiple election campaign finance frauds. His testimony is considered very crucial. Folks, listen, what you're going to see for the next 2 years, like I said right before break, is going to be off of the hook crazy from the left. Miles, you're the resident Trump publican, so how do you see this?
I just see this as much ado about nothing.
Absolutely agree with that. Lud, you got any perspectives?
No, this is just a media circus, and I think it's timed. Exactly in line with the Vietnam summit.
Then keeping in mind, I now we're the chicken and the egg. I don't know which one of them were scheduled first. I think the summit took a long time to get this thing put together for this week. You're probably right. This was probably Cohen's time because it was put off. It was scheduled for, a week or two ago. So it was put off to this week. And perhaps it is exactly that. It's to keep summit success out of the media. Again, as I said right before we went to break, the success of the Democratic Party in 2020 entirely depends on the failure of the United States, both at summits, economically, on the global geopolitical, everything about their success is dependent on our failure. Not our Republicans, ours as U.S. citizens. That's fearsome. Now listen, folks, we're going to go into a different direction. Miles, you and I have been kind of sparring on this National Emergencies Act. And folks, I got to preface this dialogue by saying, when all three of us are on, one of the great things about this show, in my view, is that the three of us kind of represent at least the three legs of the conservative side of America. I tend to be a classical liberal, so conservative-leaning libertarian, but most certainly not libertarian. Miles, how would you define yourself? Are you a conservative?
So I've been a longstanding Reaganista until 2012, when I became a bowling ball thrower.
So Romney threw you off the boat, and you've just never been back on, correct?
Exactly.
All right. Now, Lud, you represent the squishy side of the Republican Party.
I don't know how you keep saying that.
So I asked you a question early in the show, and your answer was yes and no. That kind of defines squishy, because that's your answer to everything. Listen, Miles, tell me, you think that I don't want to put words in your mouth. Do you believe the National Emergencies Proclamation that Trump did was unconstitutional?
So I have a hard time reconciling that with the Appropriations Clause.
I'm reading the Appropriations Clause. In fact, I've got two clauses. I've got Article 1, Section 8, Clause 1, and Article 1, Section 9, Clause 7 in front of me. These are, in my view, the linchpins that direct the purse strings to the House of Representatives, Congress right. in total, but the House of Representatives. So then let me ask you the next question. Part of it goes to this is whether we disagree or not. When I look at the fence, the wall, the barrier, whatever were the politically correct way of identifying it, when I look at it, I see it as a fortification wall, a military fortification wall. And the President of the United States is the Commander-in-Chief. A large portion of the funds that he is seeking to use come from the military. When I look at it that way, and then I look at where did the military get the money, how is it that the military has between $5 and $10 billion of extra discretionary money per year? That in itself is worth a whole show, but they do. For just surprise projects, that came from Congress. Congress put it in that pile for exactly these kind of purposes, in my view. Now, so if I look at this constitutionally, this is my view, and then I'm going to stand down and let you tell me where I'm wrong. But the Constitution gives Congress the authority to do this. Congress has exercised its authority by giving funds to the military, and by the way, and identifying other discretionary funds outside of the military. Congress did that. I would agree with you if you say Congress has shirked its duty, but I don't think that Trump is outside of the confines of the Constitution. Congress might be the laziest bag of bones I've ever seen, but that's not on Trump, it's on them. And then when I look to all of the precedences, wowzers, they go back over 100 years, not back to Jimmy Carter. That's just when the Congress tried to reel them in with the National Emergency Act. But they were trying to reel in the executive branch, not label it. So now everyone's talking about 51 times X number of those national emergency proclamations are still in force. It gets to the point where your eyes glaze over. I think Obama did 12. Bush did several. Reagan did a couple. All of Obama's, by the way, that I can find, with the exception of he used emergency powers to deal with illegal immigrants himself, all the rest of the other 11 were for national emergencies outside of our country, which I reject constitutionally. Miles, tell me where I'm wrong. How do you see this?
So the only thing I would put forth, in my humble opinion, is that the National Emergencies Act of 1976 could not be a piece of legislation. What Congress should have done was amended the Constitution rather than put it forth as a law. So I would say the flaw is back there. How do you override the Constitution without amending the Constitution, even though you can say that was a piece of legislation, but they did not amend the Constitution? So I would say Congress violated the Constitution in 1976.
You and I agree on that. The hot potato becomes, jeepers, I don't know which one I want to talk about, Fred Upton here on the lakeshore in Michigan, Justin Amash, both of them U.S. representatives. In Michigan, folks, for those folks that are listening outside the confines of Michigan, in Michigan, we've got 14 U.S. representatives. Irony being what it is, because we're a divided state, 7 of them are Democrat, 7 of them are Republican. Of the 7 Republicans, 2 of them, who I affectionately think of as screwballs, I might add, they joined with the Democrats. And when they do that, what they're doing is they're saying Trump acted outside the confines of the Constitution. Folks, I got to tell you, I reject that passionately. I would agree with you, Miles, that if there was a constitutional issue, it is to be found with Congress in 1976 and maybe on every single national emergency that every president, going back to George Washington, used. Maybe at every single instance, Congress should have stood up and said, whoa, you cannot do that. I just find it disgusting that they're only doing it on this now, when there are hundreds of examples including George Washington's Whiskey Act, putting down the Whiskey Rebellion. That was a national emergency. This is politics. It's got nothing to do with the Constitution, or we'd have been yelling about it in 1976. Listen, we got to go to a break, and I want to pick that up when we come back.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can be a battle in itself. The USO provides ways for all of us to support our wounded warriors. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in their lives.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And you've joined us during the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. That means you are in the right place.
Absolutely true, folks. Listen, we're in the final lap. Miles Bauer, Ludwig von Wiedendorski, my co-hosts. Miles, right before we ran out of time, I got on my soapbox. Let me get off. Tell me, first off, I think you and I agree. If you're saying that Congress dropped the ball, you and I agree. But then let me ask you, is the media and the Democrats making this something that it isn't as it relates to Trump?
Well, I mean, clearly he's not going to sign the bill that I think passed the House. I don't know if it's passed the Senate yet.
He'll veto it. They've got nowhere near the votes to override
right.
his veto.
But I'm just saying, even if it went to the high court, that would be the interesting idea. Would the high court shut down the 1976 Emergency Powers Act?
Listen, I got to tell you, I think that I think it will end up at the high court, and I think that the court loves to cite precedents, and I think an interpretive view of precedents, I think this will be upheld by the Supreme Court. It'll probably get kicked at the appellate level, but I would be flatly stunned, and we can replay this part of me saying it, if that happens. I'd be flatly stunned if the Supreme Court didn't stand with Trump on this. And then they may look at Congress and say, you've shirked your duty. They may
right.
very well do that. But I think to dismiss his declaration, I think they'd be woefully concerned about telling the executive what he can and cannot do, especially with military funds.
Well, listen, but I mean, the only point that I would push back on is that they might come back and say Congress overstepped their power by not amending the Constitution in 1976 rather than just passing a law. You can't override the Constitution via legislation. You have to amend the Constitution.
I agree with that, Miles. My only pushback to you, to use your term, is that there were more national emergencies before the National Emergencies Act than there right. were now that we're counting them, because this was actually literally Congress trying to reel in the presidents. And by the way, it was signed by a Democratic Congress. Who was in power at the time.
Just because somebody didn't appeal previous acts doesn't make it constitutionally correct.
Listen, I agree with that, but I just think the ball is in Congress's court. I don't think the Supremes will blow this down. Time will tell. Listen, before we run out of time, let's do an Enigma report. Let me set it up a little bit. Ludd, you kind of got left on the side while Miles and I kind of finished our debate. Tell me this, Ludd. Is Time Magazine, would you identify that as liberal, centrist, or conservative?
I would have said centrist before, but it's definitely more liberal now.
As I don't know, that Miles ragged on me once when I said that on the air. When I said they used to be centrist, he's gone, really, when?
Yeah, I was going to say, going back to my high school days, Time has always been left-leaning.
Yeah, now they're hard left. So if you're, Ludd, if you're saying they went from left to hard left, I would agree with that. At any rate, Time Magazine, and I'm at time.com, folks, and they're quoting and citing a Quinnipiac poll. I think I'm saying that close. Never could say it. Title of this is the fun part, this is the enigma, Obama is the worst president since World War II. That's what the poll says. Gives us the numbers. The poll out on Wednesday.
Holy moly.
That's exactly right.
Think about Jimmy Carter. Ouch.
Oh, you got to stretch pretty hard to get by Jimmy. I think that's because a lot of people polling weren't familiar with his brief presidency. They missed all of the fake, we got to be tough, and then the hand would swing down. Out Wednesday found that 33% of Americans see Obama as the worst post-war president, while just 8% considered him the best. Another 28% see former president G.W. Bush as the worst. Richard Nixon was right in there with them. But here's this one goes to you, Miles Bauer. And 45% of Americans think the U.S. would have been better off with Mitt Romney.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, please help me.
And the fun part is that you said he was so bad that he kicked you off the Republican bus.
Yeah, I mean, I just stayed home that year. I didn't even vote in 2012. That's how bad it was.
Ronald Reagan was the most common answer among those surveyed for the best president since World War II.
It's just in.
Yeah. Well, listen, I got to tell you, from left-leaning Time Magazine, folks, don't misunderstand me, they didn't do the poll. But what surprises me is that they looked at the poll and said, yeah, run with it. I give them kudos, I do, because this is not feeding into their frenzy. Normally, they're showing outrageous cover. We've talked about a number of their cover images over the last couple years where they've become screwball left, right there with Fred Upton. Did I say that on the air?
You did.
Yeah.
Trustfully so.
Yeah. Why doesn't Justin Amash run as a Libertarian candidate?
He won't win.
But no, maybe. But here's an enigma for you. He runs as a Republican, then legislates like a hardline Libertarian. That's fine. But why do the Republicans keep voting for him? That's an enigma to me. That's an enigma for me. I'm just saying.
Would you call that the Incumbency Act?
It could be the Incumbency Act, so you can get in there and do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah, because nobody's going to. Even when somebody does primary you, which we did have, 4 years ago?
Yeah, he got primaried. Oh, yeah, you betcha. They can bring in money. They can do all of those things. But to me, when I look at his voting record, and by the way, Miles Bauer, you know this, I lean classical liberal. I met him long before he was a congressman, and on a personal basis, I liked him. I don't know who he's become. Honest, I don't. I don't know who he's become. I look at his voting record and go, you're not a Republican at all. When I say Republican, and I'm back to that term I a Republican, small r form of self-governance. This is libertarianism, period. It's not classical liberalism. It's not Jefferson.
But Mike, does this go back to the influence once you get to Washington?
I don't know.
Difficult pressures.
Now, listen, I got to tell you, on that point, I'd say it doesn't. Because if he were just going to go along to get along, he would have, and this is a compliment to him, actually. I don't agree with much of his voting record, but he's out there on his own doing what he wants to do. He's not joining with all of the heavy hitters, not trying to say, I'm going to become a House leader. He's not playing any of that stuff. So from that regard, I got to compliment the guy. I just disagree with his voting record a lot, a whole bunch. Lud, you, what do you say?
I disagree with him a lot, too. During the Obama era, being a no guy was easy. That was really easy. And I remember when Trump won, what the question was he going to still be a no guy, or was that just because he was combating Obama? Well, he's proved to us he's just a no guy no matter what.
Well, the problem with that is that even for the libertarians and classical liberals like myself, even for us, those two separate groups, I might add, even for us, if he's our guy, he's not going to get anything through because he's not pragmatic enough. To go there just to be a hardline, whatever your ideology is, and not, for lack of better terms, play ball, I'll trade you this for that. If you're not going to do that, you're not going to achieve anybody's goals, including your own.
That's, you know who I feel bad for?
I can't guess who.
The 3rd District. The people that live in that district who aren't being represented.
Well, listen, I don't feel bad for the folks if the folks voted for him. If he's who they want, they've proven that's who they want because they've reelected him a number of times. So this is just my opinion. If the folks saw it differently, the folks would do something different, wouldn't they?
If they had the opportunity.
Listen, they've had opportunities. And all the folks that disagree with them could run against him. Folks, do me a favor. Find us on Facebook. You tell us what we think. The Mike Hewitt Show there, MikeHewittShow.com. Mostly, thank you very, very much for tuning in. You have a great week. We'll see you as soon as we can.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear, top shelf Rothko outerwear, first aid, and the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes, plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense.
Winston Churchill's immortal words stirred an entire country in the face of certain defeat. Today, these words give each of us the courage to reach for our own victories.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never.
Commitment. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families.
Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
And I include Vietnam in that. I think we're in for a very nasty 2019. I think what comes down the other side of that, then you can position yourself for 2020.
And listen up, if you're in South Carolina or maybe have a friend in South Carolina, the winner of the $1.4 billion lottery jackpot in South Carolina where that winning ticket was sold has yet to come forward, which also means the state could also be a big loser. The state already had plans for the estimated $61 million that the winner would be paying in state income taxes and other taxes. The deadline to claim that winning lottery ticket is 5 p.m. on April 19th. And finally, convicted drug lord Joaquin Guzman wants a new trial after one of the jurors who found him guilty said members of the jury ignored the judge's orders not to read media accounts of the case. Guzman's attorneys filed papers on Friday asking for a new trial. You can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Good afternoon. And the weather this afternoon is going to be sunny with a high near 39. Windy with a west wind around 24 to 28 miles an hour, with gusts as high as 56 miles an hour. Tonight it'll be clear with a low around 19. West winds 10 to 18 miles an hour, with gusts as high as 36 miles an hour. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 35 and northwest winds around 11 miles an hour. And Tuesday night it'll be partly cloudy with a low around 17. North winds 3 to 6 miles an hour. Wednesday, a slight chance of snow. Mostly cloudy with a high near 33, light and variable winds, and the chances of precipitation is 20%. Wednesday night, the chances of snow, mostly cloudy with a low around 26, and the chance of precipitation is 30%. And Thursday, it'll be partly sunny, and there's no sense going any further because, you know, it's hard to tell what it'll be by that point. So, welcome to Mental Health Matters. I'm your host, Larry Cartwright, and this is NAMI's Hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and there is a chapter of NAMI in every county in the state of New Jersey, every state in the union, and overseas. In Hunterdon County, we're all volunteers. No office, no paid staff. We work out of our houses, and I've been told that the commute from the kitchen to the dining room is great. No traffic, you know, so unless you got a bunch of kids running around. But anyway, what we try to do is we try to help folks who have someone in their family or know someone, work with someone, friends with someone who have a mental health issue. We also try to help the person with a mental health issue get the care that they need. We do this in very various ways. I don't want to elaborate too much because our guest today will help us with some of it. But we do it through what they call a family-to-family class, which is a 12-week course. In fact, it's going on right now on Saturdays at the Hunterdon Medical Center from 9 to 11:30. And it goes over medications, side effects, et cetera. It tries to tell the person what to do, what not to do in certain circumstances, what to say, what not to say. It also tries to get the person taking the class to feel what it's like to be the person with the illness. And it's very, very rewarding course. It's totally free. All the papers and everything, pamphlets, everything is free. We also run a support group the third Thursday of every month at 52 East Main Street in Flemington. And you don't have to be a member of NAMI to take the class, to go to the support group, anything like that. If you have any questions or anything that you would like to ask or need some more information about, you can reach out to us at 908-284-0500. That's 908-284-0500. We don't have an operator man the phone 24/7, but we do have a wonderful woman who checks it at least 2 to 3 times a day, and we promise you we will get back to you as quickly as possible. Today, we are very privileged to have with us Meredith Mason Blount, who is the director of NAMI New Jersey. which is also the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Meredith, thank you for coming. I really appreciate it for taking the time, because I know you've got a busy schedule, and you know, to come and talk with us. Right. We try to, like we were talking earlier, been doing it since, 2011, so.
Right. It's a wonderful way to get the word out and break down.
Right, exactly.